I remember my first my first boyfriend had no clue, no fucking clue what he was doing with anything down there, to the point where didn't know where anything went, let alone what was going to make me feel good. And I went with it for like the first 6 months that we were having sex, and I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Now, he wasn't saying shit like your boyfriend's saying, because I would have lost it. But after I kind of clued in that this isn't how it's supposed to go, we talked about it, and we actually ended up going online and finding some resources that kind of taught him, and not porn. I'm going to put this out there, not porn. Do not learn anything from porn. You are not going to learn about your body or what feels good from watching or reading porn. It's just not going to happen. But we did find some educational resources that that led us in the right direction. And after a little bit of experimentation, because everybody's different, right? We went down the right road and never looked back. So that allowed me to figure out what I liked and how to direct him, because I didn't know either. And if you've never had an orgasm like that, if you've never had an orgasm with a partner, which you don't say either way, but I'm going to guess, then chances are you need to figure out what you like and how you want things done. If that's something that your partner is open to, it can be a really fun experience. If not, might be time to look for a new partner. Sexual fulfillment in a relationship is one of the biggest components, and without it, the rest of the relationship isn't going to be as fulfilling. So all the best luck to you, Jenny. I will link in the notes for this episode some resources that you can look at for discovering what will hopefully get you over the finish line while you're with your partner. That being said, I do want to point out that getting over the finish line is not always the goal of intercourse, nor should it be. There are reasons that women do not achieve orgasm that have nothing to do with the stimulation on our bodies. We are very mentally linked to our sexual pleasure. So if you are trying and trying and trying and stressing yourself out, you're not going to get there either, no matter what is happening physically. So relax, take it easy. The journey is as fun as the end result. And make sure that's true, because if you don't, you're never going to get there. So I hope this helps. Check out the resources. I will link them, like I said, in the notes for this episode. And you can take a look and maybe go through them with your boyfriend. If he needs to learn a little bit more about sensitivity, I'm sure I have an episode somewhere in the podcast about that. So thanks so much, Jenny, for your question. What is our next question? Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Sorry, I'm doing the podcast. What's up? Now? Really? Now? Okay. I know, that's the agreement. Let me just shut this down. What? What do you mean don't turn it off? Okay. You want me to leave it running? Okay. Wow. Well, yeah, it's a podcast about sex, but they don't need the live show. All right, I guess. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's my buttons. Okay, I know, that's the agreement. Whenever and wherever, and I don't remember agreeing to leaving the microphone on when we do this, though. Okay, and the boobs are out. Awesome.